That was the extent of my battle speech. I should have talked more, but I was nervous because I had to go down the hill first. First and alone. I had to live my childhood dream of shadow walking, and Leofric and Ador would not lead the 100 men down to the river until they saw the Danes go to rescue their ships. And if I could not touch fire to the ships, then there would be no attack, and Odda's fears would come back, and the Danes would win, and Wessex would die, and there would be no more England. So rest now, I finished lamely. It will be 3 or 4 hours till dawn. I went back to the rampart, and Father Willibald joined me there, holding out his crucifix that had been carved from an ox's thigh bone. You want God's blessing? He asked me. What I want, Father, I said, is your cloak. He had a fine woolen cloak, hooded and dyed a dark brown. He gave it me, and I tied the cords around my neck, hiding the sheen of my mail coat. And in the dawn, Father, I said, I want you to stay up here. The riverbank will be no place for priests. If men die there, he said, then it is my place. You want to go to heaven in the morning? No. Then stay here. I spoke more savagely than I intended, but that was nervousness. And then it was time to go, for though the night was still dark and the dawn a long way off, I needed time to slink through the Danish lines. Leofric saw me off, walking with me to the northern flank of Cynwit, which was in mooncast shadow. It was also the least guarded side of the hill, for the northern slope led to nothing except marshes and the Sefern Sea. I gave Leofric my shield. I don't need it, I said. It will just make me clumsy. He touched my arm. You're a cocky bastard, Ursling, aren't you? Is that a fault? No, Lord, he said. And that last word was high praise. God go with you, he added, whichever God it is. I touched Thor's hammer, then tucked it under my mail. Bring the men fast when you see the Danes go to the ships, I said. We'll come fast, he promised me, if the marsh lets us. I had seen Danes cross the marsh in the daylight, and had noted that it was soft ground, but not rank bogland. You can cross it fast, I said. Then pulled the cloak's hood over my helmet. Time to go, I said. Leofric said nothing, and I dropped down from the rampart into the shallow ditch. So now I would become what I had always wanted to be, a shadow walker. Childhood's dream had become life and death, and touching Serpent Breath's hilt for luck, I crossed the ditch's lip. I went at a crouch, and halfway down the hill, I dropped to my belly and slithered like a serpent, black against the grass, inching my way toward a space between two dying fires. The Danes were sleeping, or close to sleep. I could see them sitting by the dying fires, and once I was out of the hill's shadow, there was enough moonlight to reveal me, and there was no cover for the meadow had been cropped by sheep. But I moved like a ghost. A belly-crawling ghost, inching my way, making no noise, a shadow on the grass. And all they had to do was look, or walk between the fires, but they heard nothing, suspected nothing, and so saw nothing.